I'm in it for the long run, the minutes and the years. I'm in it for the long run, the hours and the days. I'm in it for the long run, the laughter and the tears. I'm in it for the long run, even though you're far away.
Well, hello there. This is Jim Rooney, and I am in it for the long run. Welcome back to this series of programs where I'm exploring my more than 60-year journey through the musical world. In the last program, I was talking about being in Ireland, recording Sean Keane and the Lee Valley String Band, and also doing John Prine's In Spite of Ourselves album, part of which I did in Ireland and part of which I did in Nashville. And on my return that winter, I guess 98 or so, my friend Herb McCullough, who I had known ever since I first came to Nashville in 1974, Herb was a really good friend. And Herb came in, he was writing for us by this point, and he announced that he was going to write a song with everyone in the building at Jack's Tracks. And that included me. And I said to Herb, well, you know, Herb, I haven't written songs for a while. I've been sort of swamped listening to other people's songs, either producing Hal Ketchum and looking for songs for him or all the songs that were being generated by the Forerunner writers. And he said, well, does that mean you won't do it? And I said, well, oh, no, of course I'll do it. And I kind of hemmed and hawed. And I said, well, I'm going back to Ireland. I won't be back till April. And so he finally got me in April. And we went into a room. This is what you do when you're a professional songwriter with some other writer. You go into a room and sit down with a yellow pad of paper and maybe a recorder and a couple of guitars, and you start thinking about something. And Herb was very interested in the situation in Ireland at the time, where they were still having what they called the Troubles up in the north between the Protestants and the Catholics. And I said to him, I said, well, Herb, it's just like everywhere in our own country with the racial situation or wherever you want to name, people, the politicians sometimes get people's back up, and it becomes difficult for people on the ground to look at the world through another person's eyes and see things from their point of view. And that word, that expression, point of view, kind of stuck with us. And we wrote this song, which is called Point of View.
If I was you and you was me, I wonder if we could agree to get along. Could we get along? Would left be right, right be wrong? Or could we sing a simple song in harmony, sweet harmony? We're all trying to make a living, trying to find a way to be true. Might not be so tough if we were willing to open up and change our point of view. We gotta open up and change our point of view. If your future's in the past, there's no need for you to ask which road you're on or where you're going. Is that the best that you can do? When your child looks up at you with hopeful eyes, such hopeful eyes. We're all trying to make a living, trying to find a way to be true. Might not be so tough if we were willing to open up and change our point of view. gotta open up and change our point of view.
McCullough and myself, our own song, Point of View. And you might have recognized, if you remember the Sean Cain album I was talking about last time, that's the great guitar work of Artie McGlynn, a wonderful, wonderful guitarist. And we actually recorded that track in Galway and then came back and finished it in Nashville. And that's the great fiddler Stuart Duncan also playing on that track. And I was very, we were quite happy with the results of that song. As a matter of fact, Sean Cain did record that song, and it got a lot of response in Ireland, and it came out just about the time of the Good Friday Agreement up north, which really marked the end of that long phase of difficulties up there. And so I was happy that this song actually seemed to have something to say about that situation. So we were pleased with the results, and Herb said, well, would you like to do it again? And I said, well, okay, I guess so. That didn't hurt. And so we did go back in that little room a few months later, and this time both Herb and I had known each other for a long time, as I said, and when we first met, I suppose both of us were in our wilder years, and we have been lucky to have a good woman come into our lives, his Joanne and my Carol, and I think we both feel very fortunate about that. So we decided we better write what we call in Nashville a positive love song. Well, as we were chatting about our wilder days, that particular phase of our lives kind of came back to us. And I said to Herb, I said, you know, Herb, when you're living on the devil's level, you're living on the devil's time. And only a deaf songwriter would let that line go by. So we snatched it up, and this is what we came up with. When you're living on the devil's level, you're living on the devil's time. You're living on the devil's level. He's gonna make you walk that line. He will make you walk the line, boy. He'll make you walk that line. If misery loves company, you'll never be alone. He's always out there calling you. You'll never stay at home. You're trying to get lucky. You're trying to play it smart. You never see the sunshine, 'cause you're too busy stabbing in the dark. If you're living on the devil's level, you're living on the devil's time. You're living on the devil's level. He's gonna make you walk that line. He will make you walk the line, boy. He will make you walk that line. Mm-hmm.
Someday you meet an angel, she'll teach you how to fly. You'll walk out on that party and never even say goodbye. Oh, was that glass half empty? Or is that glass half full? It's hard work, but it's worth it. The choice is up to you, boy. The choice is up to you. 'Cause when you're living on the devil's level, you're living on the devil's time. When you're living on the devil's level, he's gonna make you walk that line. He will make you walk that line, boy. He will make you walk that line. Living on the devil's time. When you're living on the devil's level, he gonna make you walk that line. Boy, he will make you walk that line. He will make you walk that line. Boy, he will make you walk that line.
There they go. That's the devil's level. And you better believe it, friends, when you're living on the devil's level, you're going to be living on the devil's time. So that was a second song that Herb and I came up with. And this recording is with my newly created group, Rooney's Irregulars. And we sold our publishing company, we were in the process of selling 4Runner Music, and I was spending some time in Ireland now, and I wanted to make sure I didn't lose touch with all my musical friends in Nashville. So we started to play at the world-famous Station Inn, my favorite club in Nashville, and we're still going, as a matter of fact, 15 years later. And so there are a whole bunch of fellas on this, Pat McLaughlin, Sean Camp, Dan Dugmore, Stuart Duncan, Dave Pomeroy, Pat McInerney, lots of folks. And we have had a great time. And this was a recording we did almost a year or two after we started playing together all the time. And it still sounds like we're having almost too much fun. But you can never have too much fun. And so Herb and I kept at it, and we did finally come up with that positive love song about Joanne and Carol. And this is a waltz, of course. Waltzes are some, I have written probably more waltzes than anything else over the years. I just love waltzes. And this is called Hello, Baby, It's You.
Light in the night lights up the dark inside my little room. It might be the stars, might be the moon. Hello, baby, it's you. A whisper of wind kisses my skin, a fragrance of flowers in bloom. Cedar and sage sweep me away. Hello, baby, it's you. Our world keeps on turning, the fire keeps on burning each day. Our love is renewed. Another sunrise, I'm filled with surprise. Hello, baby. Thank you. myself moving, my feet find the floor to the groove of an old country tune. Is it fiddles or steel that make this waltz real? Hello, baby, it's you. Our world keeps on turning, the fire keeps on burning each day. Our love is renewed. Another sunrise, I'm filled with surprise. Hello, baby, it's you. Another sunrise, I'm filled with surprise. Hello, baby, it's you. Hello, baby, it's you.
Hello, baby, it's you. Herb McCullough and myself are the third song we wrote in this little period. You know, in hockey, they call that the hat trick when you get three in a row. And we kind of felt that way about those songs, and I still do. I love to listen to them, and I really love listening to the Irregulars play them. And in a way, this band is the spiritual descendant of Cowboy Jack Clements' ragtime, Cowboys ragtime band that I was part of back in 1976. And we recorded this up in Cowboys studio on Belmont Boulevard there in Nashville, the Cowboy Arms Hotel and Recording Spa. And we just were full of the spirit of that, the place and the cowboy himself. And one of the songs that Cowboy used to do, and we recorded on his album, was written by Waylon Jennings and Billy Joe Shaffer, two of my very favorite country writers and singers. And I recently had the opportunity to see Billy Joe Shaffer in Nashville give a kind of a little biographical talk and sang some songs as he talked, and it was just amazingly wonderful. And here's one of my favorite songs at, of his and Waylon's called You Ask Me To.
Long ago and far away, in these old common labor sheets, I turn the world all which way, just because you asked me to. Like unto no other feet, simple love is simple truth. There ain't no end to what I do, just because you asked me to. I'll let the world call me a fool when things are right with me and you. That's all that matters, and I'll do anything you ask me to. I love you, after all that we've been through, I turn and walk away from you, just because you asked me to. I let the world call me a fool when things are right with me and you. That's all that matters, and I'll do anything you ask me to.
ride with me and you. That's all that matters, and I'll do anything you ask me to. Let the world call me a fool when things are right with me and you. That's all that matters, and I'll do anything you ask me to.
That's the big Waylon ending. That's what we call that ending there, the Waylon ending. And a great, great song, You Ask Me To. Billy Joe Schaefer and Waylon Jennings wrote that. And Pat McLaughlin was helping me on the vocal with that. And all of the Irregulars were in with me there. This is an album I titled My Own Ignorant Way. And my grandmother used to say, if we came in as little kids and said, oh, I think I'm going to do this or that or the other thing, and she'd look at me over her glasses and she'd say, well, do it your own ignorant way. And I have been doing it ever since, and I took her advice to heart, and it hasn't let me down. And so, as I say, I really enjoy playing with the Irregulars, and we do a really wide range of songs. And as always, I've always sort of gone back to that Carl Sandburg American Song Bag for songs. I've never run out of a love for the songs that I found in that book starting when I was 16 years old. And here's another one. This is called Lord Lovell. It's an old ballad, but as I often did with these songs, I made up a new melody to it. And I really enjoy the story, and I love the... I think Artie McGlynn and his wife Nellie Casey also joined us in Nashville for this one. Here we go with Lord Lovell.
Lord Lovell, he stood at his castle gate, combing his milk-white steed, when along came Lady Nancy Bell, wishing her lover good sleep. Oh, where are you going, Lord Lovell, she said. Where are you going, said she. Oh, I'm going, Lady Nancy Bell, strange countries far to see. When will you be back, Lord Lovell, she said. When will you be back, said she. In a year or two or three at the most, I'll return to my Lady Nancy. I'll return to my Lady Nancy. Strange countries far to see. When languishing thoughts come into his mind, Lady Nancy Bell he would see. Oh, he rode and he rode on his milk-white steed, till he reached fair London town. And there he heard St. Barney, and the people all mourning around. Is anyone dead, Lord Lovell, he said. Is anyone dead, said he. A lady's dead, the people all said, and they call her the Lady Nancy. Oh, he ordered a grave to be opened forthwith, shroud to be folded down. And then he kissed her clay cold lips, while the tears come trickling down. Oh, the tears come trickling down. Mm-hmm.
Lady Nancy, she died as it might be today. Lord Lovell, he died tomorrow. Lady Nancy, she died, pure, pure grief. Lord Lovell, he died of sorrow. Oh, they buried Lady Nancy in the old churchyard. They buried Lord Lovell close by her. And out of her bosom there grew a red rose, and out of his backbone a bride. Well, they grew and they grew on the old church tower, till they could not grow up any higher. And there they twined in a true lover's knot, red rose around the bride. Yes, then they twined in a true lover's knot, red rose around the bride.
There's the story of Lord Lovell, an old ballad that I made up a new melody to. And in the course of time, you know, we never know exactly what happens to songs when we send them out in the world. And in the course of time, I gave my good friend Ian Tyson a copy of this album. And a good while passed, and he was talking to me, and he said, "You know that song, Lord Lovell, on your album? Tom Russell and I have made a new version of it with a modern story about a man named Ross Knox. True story." And I was just really taken by that, that Ian would do that. And so now this song has even more of a life than it had before. And I'll play you Ian's version. And I'll tell you in advance that at this point in his career, Ian had a lot of difficulties with his voice. And you can hear it on this recording. But his feeling and about the songs just overwhelms any technical problems he was having at the time. And I'm happy to say that those problems have gone away and his voice is just as great as it ever was. But his delivery in this case was never impaired. And I find it even more moving maybe than otherwise. So listen to Ian Tyson doing Ross Knox with the melody that I made up for Lord Lovell.
Stood by the round pen gate, combing his buckskin steed. Along came his true love, the lily of the west, wishing her lover Godspeed. "Where are you going, Ross Knox?" she said. "Where are you going?" said she. "Oh, I have been commanded. A helmet I must wear. I will ride to another country. To the high Sierra I will ride, my love. Perhaps the wild Patagonia. But your love will remain in my heart, my dear. So long, Arizona." Part of me that someday damn bureaucrat would abrogate a cowboy's hat. It rank absurdity. To the high Sierra I will ride my love, perhaps to the wild Patagonia, and your love will remain in my heart, my dear. It's farewell.
The modern ballad of Ross Knox is sung by Ian Tyson, and the words written by Ian and Tom Russell, with a melody from my version of Lord Lovell. So it's just a great confluence of things that took place in that song for me. Personally, I have nothing but the highest respect and love and admiration for Ian Tyson, and it was just a thrill that he did that. So, you know, I have been able to work with a lot of legends. There's no other word for it. And Ian is certainly one of them. And another one is Tom Paxton. Tom is the recipient of a Lifetime Grammy Achievement Award. Not too many of those are given out. And he's had a 50-year career of writing songs that have gone into people's lives. And every so often, Tom calls me up and says, I've got some more songs. I want to come to Nashville and record them. So about this time, that's what happened. And he also brought with him a wonderful, wonderful singer named Ann Hills. I've been a fan of her singing for many years and had never really met her. So this was a nice opportunity to get to work with Ann and hear her up close. And here's the title song of an album that we did at this time. This came out on the Appleseed label. The album's called Looking for the Moon, and here's the song.
My heart is in the mountains while my body is on this train. My head is anywhere but in today. It's cloudy in the city and they say it looks like rain. Got just one side long to hear the conductor say, are you looking for the moon? Would you dance with her tonight? Would you chase across the shadows as she goes slipping out of sight? Leaving common sense behind you for a joy that ends so soon. Rushing through the forest blind, never knowing what you'll find. Looking for the moon. The train is filled with strangers and every stop adds more. We're racing toward the glass and granite walls. While I'm dreaming of my river where the rushing rapids roar. And from a somewhere deep inside my spirit calls. Are you looking for the moon? Would you dance with her tonight? Would you chase across the shadows as she goes slipping out of sight? Leaving common sense behind you for a joy that ends so soon. Rushing through the forest blind, never knowing what you'll find. Looking for the moon. We pull into the station and I join the taxi line. It's raining now like it means to rain all day. This city has 10 million dreams and not one of them is mine. So I turn myself around and I walk away. And I'll go looking for the moon, and I'll dance with her tonight. And I'll chase across the shadows as she goes slipping out of sight. Leaving common sense behind me for a joy that ends so soon. Rushing through the forest blind, never knowing what I find. Looking for the moon. Rushing through the forest blind, never knowing what I'll find. Looking for the moon. Are you looking for the moon?
Tom Paxton there with Ann Hill's Are You Looking for the Moon, which was the title of this wonderful album that we did at this time, about 2002. And we had originally reconnected through Nancy Griffith. When we did the Other Voices album, Other Voices, Other Rooms, we did I Can't Help But Wonder Where I'm Bound of Tom's. And then we did a show down in Austin, Texas that was filmed. And Nancy had a lot of the people whose songs she'd done come to that concert and be part of it. And Tom was one of them. And that's when we started talking to each other. We'd known each other since the 60s, but we never had worked together. So that was the beginning of our time, and it still goes on. Matter of fact, I'm doing these shows now in 2014, and we've just finished another album with Tom. So I'm so happy to have this long, long relationship with such a wonderful writer and a wonderful person. And here's a song that Nancy came in and joined us on. I love Tom's, you know, when you really listen to Tom's songs closely, you just can get a real appreciation for him as a writer and the way he paints pictures. And listen to this. This is called Early Snow.
The elk are coming down from the hills each morning. The winter grazing's better here below. The evening sky last night was like a warning. It's cold outside, looking like early snow this morning. It's cold outside, looking like early snow. Every year this town is getting smaller. The kids can hardly wait to up and go. And now they've closed the high school down forever. It's cold outside, looking like early snow this morning. It's cold outside, looking like early snow. Clouds up over the Bitterroot's getting darker every day. As soon as the wind turns westerly, they're bound to head this way. There's been no rain all summer, all the grass is brown. This rodeo is over, this circus is leaving town. Another farming family left the valley. They left last night, nobody heard them go. They left the tractor standing in the hayfield. It's cold outside, looking like a little snow this morning. It's cold outside, looking like early snow. Up over the bitter roots, getting darker every day. Soon as the wind turns westerly, they're bound to head this way. There's been no rain all summer, and all the grass is brown. This rodeo is over, this circus is leaving town. The elk are coming down from the hills each morning. The winter grazing's better here below. The evening sky last night was like a warning. It's cold outside, looking like early snow this morning. It's cold outside, looking like early snow. It's cold outside, looking like early snow.
Early snow there, Tom Paxton with Nancy Griffith helping him out. You can just, it's a story of people leaving the land and told so simply and beautifully, really. And Tom has always had this knack for looking at what's happening in the world and commenting on it in his songs. And at this time, maybe a year earlier, before we did this recording, maybe not even a year, the World Trade Center, of course, was destroyed, and it was quite a traumatic experience for lots and lots of people. And I recently took my grandson James to the memorial in New York City to that. And what moved me the most was the story of the fireman. And Tom had written a song at this time, which we recorded on this album. And I closed the album with it because it was so strong. And I will just leave it to Tom to sing it. It's called The Bravest.
The first plane hit the other tower right after I came in. It left a fiery gaping hole where offices had been. We stood and watched in horror as we saw the first ones fall. Then someone yelled, "Get out, get out, they're trying to kill us all." I grabbed the pictures from my desk and joined a flight for life. With every step I called the names of my children and my wife. And then we heard them coming up from several floors below. A crowd of firefighters with their heavy gear in tow. Now every time I try to sleep, I'm haunted by the sound of firemen pounding up the stairs while we were running down. And when we met them on the stairs, they said we were too slow. Get out, get out, they yelled at us, the whole thing's gonna go. They didn't have to tell us twice, we'd seen the world on fire. We kept on running down the stairs while they kept climbing higher. Now every time I try to sleep, I'm haunted by the sound A fireman pounding up the stairs while we were running down. Thank God we made it to the street. We ran through ash and smoke. I didn't know which way to run. I thought that I would choke. A fireman took me by the arm and he pointed me uptown. And Christ, I heard him whisper as the tower came roaring down. So now I go to funerals for men I never knew. The pipers play Amazing Grace as the coffins come in view. They must have seen it coming when they turned to face the fire. They sent us down to safety, then they kept on climbing high. Now every time I try to sleep, I'm haunted by the sound. A fireman pounding up the stairs while we were running down. A fireman pounding up the stairs while we were running down.
The Bravest, Tom Paxton, his tribute to the firemen who were helping people at the trade towers. He told me recently that he and Frank Christian went to that firehouse where that was the home base for these firemen and played the song. And the wives and mothers of those men thanked him. So that's what music is for. That's what these songs are for, what writers are supposed to do, and help us through these times. And another writer and singer who, of course, has helped me and many, many others through all kinds of times is Iris DeMent. And we got back together during the In Spite of Ourselves recording of John Prine's. And I was talking to Iris. My wife, Carol, and I were talking, and it seemed to us that it would be wonderful if she did a whole album of gospel songs, because that was the foundation of her music. Her mother, she learned countless songs from her mother. And so Iris took me up on this idea, and let's listen to this song first, Leaning on the Everlasting Arms.
What a fellowship, what a joy divine, leaning on the everlasting arms. What a blessedness, what a peace is mine, leaning on the everlasting arms.
estimate, leaning on the everlasting arms. And imagine my surprise when I was in a movie theater watching True Grit, a remake of True Grit a few years ago, and the last scene where the grown woman goes to visit the grave of Rooster, this song came out of the speakers in the theater, and it was quite impressive and wonderful. And they played, that was the way the movie ended, with Iris singing, leaning on the everlasting arms. I don't need to say this too many times. I suppose I have said it many times, but Iris DeMent just moves me beyond almost any other singer. She just gets right into my heart. And this is an album called Lifeline that she put out on her own label, and I would highly recommend it. And while we were recording this, at one point we went over to Mountain View, Arkansas, and her family had originally come from Arkansas. And while we were waiting for some local singers to arrive, Iris was sitting at this small kind of a spinet piano performing arts place they have there in Mountain View. And she was just kind of warming up and playing for herself. And David Ferguson, the engineer that was with me, I said to Ferg, let's just turn it on just in case. And that was a very good idea. And this is what we heard Iris singing to herself.
Find rest beyond the
Iris Dement there, Near the Cross. Well, friends, that's about all the time we have. I'm going to let Iris take us out here with that old gospel ship. And this is Jim Rooney. I'm in it for the long run. Thanks to Royalton Community Radio for making it all possible. Thank you for listening, and see you next time.